3000, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network, serving San Marco at 91.7. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board, join in the dialogue and the discussion each and every day as we face the issues. We'll be talking about an issue today that is subtly, yet quietly, behind the scenes, being recognized, but yet openly discussed very little. War with Iran. Subtext: should America be worried? Should America be worried? Are we in war? At war with Iran? I'm looking at a headline, and I think the headline speaks volumes. Tucker Carlson interview. He says, war with Iran? Question mark. We're already in it, end quote. What are the consequences? Most Americans have no idea, he says. And I believe he's exactly right. We have no idea that we're in a war already with Iran. And what that connotes, and how it's being carried out, and how are we standing in America in the protection of our borders and those that are coming in to undermine, tear down, and destroy America. Ladies and gentlemen, most of us, most Americans today, will focus on the economic collapse. We'll focus on the southern border where millions of invaders, illegal invaders, are crossing, coming in. Or we'll talk about the immoral declension in America under the Biden administration. But the silent danger, the real danger, is the ultimate invasion of the Islamic jihadist into America. A number of years ago, I had the privilege of spending several thousand hours in research and writing a book on that subject back in 2011. And the back of the book says, The Ultimate Guide for Christians' Response to Islam. Headline of book title, Is Islam Tolerant? And it's about 25 chapters, about 320-30 pages, but well documented what the Quran says and the ultimate goal of the Islamic invaders that are now rushing into America and that Biden administration is embracing. And yet we're finding our military personnel, U.S. military personnel, being killed, maimed, and injured. America's had about 170 direct attacks on our military personnel in the compounds in the Middle East by Iran and their puppet states. And yet we have only talked, and in the Biden administration's conversation, it's not been conversation. They've just mimicked the word don't. Don't what? We are in a war with Iran. And ladies and gentlemen, it is the precursor to the fulfillment of the scripture in Ezekiel 38 and 39. And one of the things that we need to recognize, Psalms 146, verse 3 puts it clearly for us, put not your trust in princes, nor in the sons of man, in whom there is no help. So I would urge you today that we place our faith and trust in God and not government, because government's going to let us down. Government's going to continue the trek that we're on today to undermine, tear down, and destroy the sovereignty of America. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you, we do so based on the authority, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. I call it the truth book. John 8, 31 and 32, the Lord Jesus, speaking to his disciples, said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14, 6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17, 17, a declaratory statement is made. Thy word is truth. Psalms 117, verse 2 says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. The truth of the Lord, the word of God, is not here today and gone tomorrow. It is not to be modified, updated, and changed, as we find taking place so often. The word of God, which is the truth, endures forever. And yet it was George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, the dystopian novel 1984, Orwell said this, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. We find that to be factual today. If you get into a group, one or two others, you will talk about morals, ethics, values, biblical truth, theological truth, doctrinal truths, political events, and you will find that there will be multitudes that will want to challenge the truth. Challenge the truth. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that, among other things, in his profound statement where he warns that the decline of America is due to the death of truth. And part of his statement was, what we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches. And yet 55%, latest survey shows, 55% of the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, say this, each person determines their own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not the one version of truth. And at the risk of redundancy, may I say again, a half-truth is a whole lie. And we find that pervades Washington. That pervades the Beltway on both sides of the aisle, both the rhinos and the Socialist Marxist BLM Democratic Party. I don't believe they could find truth if we're slapping them in the face. Yet we find that to be factual today. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer. Made this statement, Jan Hus said, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's my challenge. As you listen, and as you go out each and every day, the marketplace, the workplace, and you stand for truth, you need to seek it, love it, learn it, live it, tell it, and be willing to defend it, even to death. Some might say, well, we've not reached that stage in America yet. Don't hold your breath. We're on the fast track. We already have those that are making the determination what is misinformation, what is disinformation. We already have those today that are saying that if you stand for truth, that somehow, some way, you're a domestic terrorist. And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, we're on the fast track for there to be the further prosecution and persecution of those Christians, conservatives, and patriots that stand for truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time carries the full line of Honda generators with a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of the I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark, an identifier. There's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop of that flagpole is Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. The base of that flagpole, you'll find, ladies and gentlemen, the home of Tools for Time. But wait, 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 there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing all the staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time, located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview. See what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have a brief monologue. Following the monologue, our telephone lines will be open. You're invited to call. Join in the dialogue and discussion. Do you believe we're at war with Iran? Is that the only nation that we will ultimately be at war with? Do you believe that we need to retaliate? Do you believe we need to protect America? America's been hit. Iran did the, if you please, the hitting. Iran, through its proxy puppet states, hit American soil, if you please, and its foreign compounds about 170 times now. Three American soldiers dead. The latest attack, drone attack. And by the way, the latest research shows that Iran is the one. In fact, I'm looking at a headline. Iran manufactured the drone that killed three U.S. soldiers in Jordan, according to the U.S. officials. The article reads, a U.S. official confirmed to Fox News that the drone that killed three American soldiers and injured more than 40 at Tower 22 in northeast Jordan on Sunday was manufactured by Iran. More than 160 attacks, this article says, against U.S. forces operating in Iraq and Syria since mid-October. Ladies and gentlemen, that's an attack on America. And yet we find Sleepy Joe Biden, as some have nicknamed him, that somehow, some way, that he feels that we need to continue to wait and examine what we need to do. I'll just ask the question. If Donald J. Trump were president right now, would there be a question? Would there be a lull and a retaliation or a response, let's call it a response, to the attack on American soldiers, American life, and killing three U.S. soldiers and injuring 30-some-odd others? 160 to 170 attacks by Iran through its proxies, yes. So how should we respond? What should we do? I'm asking the question today in the issue, war with Iran. Should Americans be worried? How should we respond? What should be our response in relationship to the war that's been declared? It's declared war against America by Iran. Ladies and gentlemen, may I say to you, there is a real, real danger in the position that our nation is taking in kind of a lallygag, if I can use that term, position and waiting to determine what is going to take place. And while this is happening, ladies and gentlemen, it's gotten the attention of much of the world, but yet most Americans are kind of in a lackadaisical, dazed position, not realizing a whole lot of other things going on in the big picture. I'm looking at a headline from Matt Staver, Liberty Counsel. It says, right now, a meeting is underway to the government to give global organizational system a share in our data, healthcare data. This database will include DNA, private medical records, test results, vaccine status, and anything else, including non-medical information such as race, ethnicity, financial records, and more. If Joe Biden is not stopped from signing America onto the new pandemic treaty, hear me, pandemic treaty with the World Health Organization and the hundreds of amendments to the International Health Regulations called IHR, the World Health Organization, who will control medical treatment and information worldwide. Further, the article states, Donald Trump began to pull America out of WHO, but the January 2021 inauguration of Joe Biden occurred before the time ran out for the president's action to become effective. Joe Biden put America back in and is now going much faster and further to cede America's sovereignty to the United Nations. This level of power over our daily activities and the necessary supplies to sustain life should not rest with any government, let alone any unelected foreign Marxist global tyrants, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, what I'm trying to emphasize for us to understand, today our nation is in a sense of chaos, calamity, and uncertainty. And part of that uncertainty is because we have an inept president that cannot make a decision on how to leave a platform or a stage, much less what he should do in relationship to protecting America. That is the outward appearance of it. But may I say to you, it is my most humble opinion that Joe Biden is the puppet for Barack Hussein Obama, George Soros, and the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, and others, destroying the sovereignty of America with the intended purpose of America becoming only a third world country and just part of the cogs in the wheel without any sovereign power, no superpower status. It was Barack Hussein Obama that said the United States of America ought not to be a superpower. We ought not to be any greater or stronger than any other nation. And that's a plan to fundamentally change America is now being carried out. And we are at war with Iran. We are at war with our adversaries, and yet it is not being responded to appropriately. Ladies and gentlemen, the silent danger, hear me, the silent danger, the real danger, is the invasion of the Islamic jihadist that's crossing our borders. The Islamic jihadists that are being implanted, embedded all across America. We're told that Islam is a religion of peace. Most Americans have believed that lie. They believe that somehow, some way, for example, that Israel is the perpetrator of the war that's now in Israel. There are a lot of people that's listening, perhaps you're listening today, and you believe that somehow, some way, Israel is at fault. Israel is causing the current war with Iran against America and against Israel. Today we have thousands upon thousands, ladies and gentlemen, of our college and university campuses filled with the pro-Hamas Islamic jihadist advocates. I don't know if you've been noticing that or not. Don't know if you paid any attention to it. I'm looking at an article from Prager University. It says the terrifying trend of anti-Semiticism, anti-colonialism, and anti-West hatred and lies, and its lies, is growing. Nowhere in this is this more prevalent or pervasive than on the social media and our nation's schools and college campuses. Pro-Hamas students shout, "We're Hamas." They call for intifada and chant, "From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free," advocating for Israel to be wiped off the maps. Not long ago, this writer says, these students shouted, "Defund the police," and "No justice, no peace," while claiming that America is institutionally racist and needs to be decolonized. This isn't sudden. It's the product of decades-long strategy. The leftist ideologies, once on the fringe, now dominate our classrooms in America. Our children are taught to admire Marxism, racial division, moral relativism, and hate the values that traditional, fundamental, foundational to our West. Students are taught that violence is permitted, even encouraged, so long as the target is the right people. In that vein, Israel, the Middle East, the Democratic beacon, and the United States ally is painted as the antagonist, the oppressor. Terrorists are portrayed as freedom fighters, and infanticide, rape, and mass murder are executed if done in the name of liberation. In the aftermath of the worst act of anti-Semitic terrorism since the Holocaust, American college students demand to dismantle Zionism. And that being said, they're saying dismantle Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching. You can call it, say that it's a distant war. You can say that it's a Middle Eastern war. You can say that it's a war with Israel and Iran. But make no mistake, we as Americans, we are at war with Iran. And that war that we're faced with is not just a national issue. It is an Islamic jihadist issue. And that is a global issue. And according to my Bible, there's coming a day when Russia will lead Iran and Syria and Libya and other Middle Eastern nations, Germany and Turkey, against Israel, and will then absolutely flood across the borders and around the globe. You've heard me say for the past year now that we are in the beginning stages of World War III. This is exactly what we're seeing. And I'm simply saying that it's a war with Iran at this stage. And ladies and gentlemen, should we be fearful? Should we be worried? Should we be concerned as Americans? I believe we have Kevin on the line. Kevin, go over the question or comment, please.
Oh, Dr. Youngblood, thank you very much for your radio program. Appreciate you very much.
Thank you so much.
That's the truth. Thank you. And like I said before, I warned you, I said it back in 2022. I said, the Bible codes say World War III has begun. The global war has begun. When Russia missiled Kiev, Ukraine, that's when it started. So I gave you the first heads up on this radio program back in 2022. So praise God. We see it coming through fruition, don't we, Doctor?
We do, absolutely, and it's because it jumps off the pages. I've said for several years now, the eschatological prophetic truth of the Word of God is indelibly true, unchangeably true, and shall come about just as God's Word said it. Kevin, one of the things that I'm praying that our listeners are ears perked, listening carefully, because what we're talking about today is biblical fact that's coming to fruition, and yet somehow, some way, it seems that most Americans, Christians, conservatives, and patriots are still asleep at the wheel. And so perhaps, Kevin, one of the things that I've had the question asked dozens of times, what should we do? How should we respond? We need to recognize that we're in a combat. The combat that we're in is between God and Satan. It's between good and evil being played out in the hearts and the lives of humanity. And in Matthew chapter 24, verse 5 and following, Kevin, as you're aware, the Bible tells us that in the last days we're going to see wars and rumors of wars, and we're seeing that leaping off the pages, coming to fruition even today. So, Kevin, we can keep praying as Christians, keep looking up, the realization and recognition that our redemption draweth nigh. From your perspective, Kevin, just let me ask you an exit question. From your perspective, how should we've got we don't know how many thousands and thousands of listeners in relationship to this broadcast. How should the Christian, conservative, patriot respond? What should we do?
We should keep the commandments of God and have faith in Yahshua, Jesus, like the scriptures tell us to in the book of Revelation, right? So keep all the laws of God that you can. Have faith in Yahshua, HaMashiach, and that we need to fast and pray, because Yeshua said, watch and pray so that you do not enter into temptation. And what I've seen in visions, what God's shown me is that America will burn. Dmitri Dudeman prophesied this back in the 1970s, who was beaten to death by the Russians for smuggling Bibles from Romania into Russia. And I don't know if you want to research him, but his name is Dmitri Dudeman, a Russian or a Romanian pastor that was beaten to death, sent home to die, and God saved him and said, go tell America, America will burn. So I've seen this in visions and dreams. Other people have seen it, Dr. Youngblood, and we need to be prepared because they let all these immigrants in. The border's wide open right now. They show it. The border's wide open, so who knows what's going to happen. I really encourage people to prepare for total chaos, for total destruction, and fast and pray because it's coming down.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Good recommendation. Study the scripture, know the word, depend on the word, not depending on man, placing our faith and trust in the creator, controller, God himself, and placing our trust in him because he's sovereign. He's on the throne. He's already told us in advance what's going to happen based on the word of God. And as we look at Matthew 24 and 25 in particular, Kevin, we understand we need to watch, we need to work, we need to witness, and we need to be ready. And as Luke 1:28 says, look up, lift up your head, for our redemption draweth nigh. Kevin, brother, thank you so much for your call. You're spot on with your perspective, and I believe that we need to take warning, take notice of what God is doing, and allow God to have his will and way in our lives if we're going to want to survive as a citizen, as a free people. You touched on it, Kevin. You're right. Our border's wide open. It's a sieve. We no longer have a southern border. We have opened Pandora's box for the illegal invaders to come in and absolutely fundamentally change America. And that's the sad thing. And the sad thing is we're going to see a darkened days before us before Jesus Christ snatches us out in the rapture of the church. Kevin, thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Love to hear from you. What are your thoughts on the subject today? The issue that we're talking about, war with Iran. Should America be worried? What should we do? I'm looking at a headline. Hamas leader urges Muslims worldwide to build on the October 7th terror. This article reads in part. The chairman of Hamas decision-making body urged Muslims across the world to build on the horrific terrorist attack of Israel, October the 7th, which characterized as a victory and to send money to Hamas in what he called a financial jihad. The people of Gaza constitute our frontline trench for defense, as well as our offense. They're not there only to defend, but also to attack. We must not let this moment slip away. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the call for what is called Islamic jihad. Worldwide battle. Listen, I want us to understand what we're watching with our southern border being eviscerated, with anything and everything coming in, and someone has said it's upward of 11 million that's come across our borders, southern borders. Hundreds of thousands, perhaps millions of those that are Islamic jihadists coming in to set up cells in America to attack. I believe we have another 9/11 style event that's on the horizon very soon now. Listen very carefully. If a 9/11 event takes place within the next 90 to 120 days, Joe Biden will declare a national emergency. There will then be no November election. I believe that there's going to be and I'm not a prophet nor the son of a prophet, as the little book of Amos says, but I believe that we're going to find something that's going to try to interfere with and to take off the plan sheet an election in November. Joe Biden has that up his sleeve, if you want to use that term. This article states the United States and other countries across the world, many express solidarity with the victims of November the 7th, but have also protested against Israel's response, demanding a ceasefire. Those protests have often featured disgusting attacks on Jews as examples of anti-Semitism, from chants "Gas the Jews" in Australia, the outright harassment of Jewish students on college campuses, and around the world we're witnessing that. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not just a war against Judaism. It's not just a battle against the Jews. It's not just a battle against Israel. We're watching Pandora's box being opened with a global battle taking place. And Ezekiel 38 and 39 sets the stage. It is where Russia leads a major, major invasion against Israel, and that then is promulgated around the globe, and it will enter into World War III totally. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today, war with Iran. Should America be worried? Should America be concerned? Should we sit up and take notice? Should we be cautioned? Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour news break. Right after the news, we'll be right back. Don't turn your dials as we continue to face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First.